Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building an old-school jungle-style ARP in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it into a lightweight audio part so it keeps the vibe, without chewing through your CPU. The idea here is simple, but really powerful. We're not trying to make some huge, glossy trance ARP. We're building a short, gritty, movement-heavy phrase that can live in a real drum and bass arrangement. Something that can support an intro, an energy to a drop, answer the drums, or act as a transition between bass phrases. That's the lane. In D&B, this kind of ARP usually sits in the top and mid layer. It lives above the sub, around the breaks, and around any vocal or atmosphere you've got going. It gives the track that urgent, skittering motion that feels alive, but doesn't need a giant chord stack to do its job. And that's exactly why it's so useful. Now, the technical reason we care about resampling is CPU. ARPs can get expensive fast. Once you start stacking filters, chorus, reverb, modulation, and lots of repeated notes, the project starts to slow down before the arrangement is even finished. Resampling solves that. It lets you print the movement, turn it into audio, and keep building like a track maker instead of babysitting a synth patch. So let's start simple. Open an empty MIDI track and load a clean stock synth like Waveedable or Analog. Keep the patch basic. One oscillator is fine. Two is fine if you need a little thickness. A saw or square wave works well. You can detune a second oscillator slightly if needed, but don't overdo it. Set a low-pass filter somewhere in the mid-range, not wide open, and use a short attack with a moderate decay. Keep the sustain fairly low. We want punch and movement, not a pad. What to listen for here is a clear bite at the front of each note. It should already feel like it can sit over drums without needing a huge rescue with EQ. If it sounds too clean, don't panic. That's what the next steps are for. Now write a short MIDI pattern, usually one or two bars. Keep it tight and loopable, but don't make it too symmetrical. A great beginner move is to use just 3 to 5 notes from one scale area, maybe with one note repeated so the phrase has that broken, urgent jungle feel. You can think in small fragments like root, minor third, fifth, octave, or try a little upward flick, or a call and response shape with a short pause in the middle. If you use Ableton's Arpeggiator MIDI effect, keep the rate controlled and the rhythm simple. This is not about hyper-fast melodic blur. It's about a machine-like pulse that feels like it belongs with breakbeats. What to listen for is forward momentum. The phrase should leave space for the snare and the break accents to breathe. If it feels too even, too trance-like, or too polished, break the symmetry, drop a note, repeat a note, leave a gap. That little bit of imperfection is a big part of the jungle character. Next, shape the tone with a filter and envelope before you reach for effects. Shorter note tails are your friend in D&B. If the ARP rings too long, it starts smearing into the snare and the groove loses punch. So aim for a controlled decay, maybe somewhere in the 150 to 600 millisecond range depending on the sound, and keep the resonance subtle. You want edge, not whistle. Why this works in D&B is because the drums need room to speak. Jungle and drum and bass are built on contrast. If your ARP is too long or too full, it blurs the rhythm and makes everything feel slower, even if the tempo is fast. Now add a light saturation stage. Saturator is perfect for this. Keep it restrained. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, is often enough. Use soft clip if the sound gets spiky. Trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with extra loudness. If you want a harder, more direct old-school vibe, you can go with a chain-like synth, saturator, EQ8. If you want it a little wider and hazier, you could add very light chorus ensemble before the saturation. But for most beginners, I'd start with the harder, more direct version. It's cleaner for arrangement and usually sits better in a D&B mix. Now comes the important part. Check the ARP against the drums before you commit to anything. Loop a kick, snare, and some kind of break or hat pattern. Solo sounds can lie to you. A patch that feels exciting alone can be totally wrong in context. Listen carefully. Does the ARP mask the snare crack? Does it fight the kick or fill up the low mids too much? If the snare feels smaller, shorten the notes or make the sound thinner. If the groove feels crowded, simplify the MIDI before adding more processing. That's the real win here. Arrange first, decorate second. Once the movement feels right, print it to audio. This is the core resampling move. Record the ARP onto a new audio track or use a resampling style pass in Ableton Live. As soon as you've got a take that works, commit it. Don't spend another hour polishing the synth. In D&B, the printed version often becomes better because you start treating it like a sample instead of a live instrument. Take the best 1-bar or 2-bar result and consolidate it. Trim the tail so it doesn't clash with the next phrase. Now we treat it like auto. Chop it if needed. Tighten the start. Trim any silence. If one slice feels late, nudge it. If the phrase needs a little push and pull, repeat a slice. This is where it starts feeling like a proper jungle performance instead of just a MIDI loop. A useful arrangement move is to have the ARP come in quietly with the drums, then become more present in the next phrase, then drop out for tension, then return with a variation or an octave shift. That kind of contrast is classic DNB energy management. It keeps the track moving without needing a brand new sound every 8 bars. Quick workflow tip. Once you've got one good resampled loop, duplicate it and make a variation instead of rebuilding from scratch. That keeps you moving fast and helps you avoid loop trap syndrome. After resampling, clean it up with simple stock processing. EQ 8 is usually enough. High pass the ARP anywhere from about 150 to 400 Hz depending on how thick it is. If it has a nasty buildup in the low mids, notch that out. If the top gets brittle, tame the fizz a little. You can also use auto filter to animate the part in the arrangement, like filtering it down in the intro and opening it up into the drop. What to listen for now is mono compatibility and drum space. If the ARP loses its core in mono, the stereo spread is too much. In jungle and drum and bass, the important attack usually lives in the center. Width can be decorative, but it shouldn't be the main event. Now place it in a real arrangement role. Don't leave it looping forever. Give it a job. Maybe it's an intro builder. Maybe it only appears in the second half of a phrase. Maybe it acts as a transition into the drop. Maybe it comes back in the second drop, with a new slice order or a higher octave. For a beginner-friendly structure, you could have the ARP appear filtered in the intro, join the first drop for a few bars, disappear for tension, then return in a slightly different form. That keeps the section alive without cluttering the mix. And here's a useful reminder. If the ARP sounds good but the track still works without it, that's not automatically a failure. Sometimes the best top layers are supporting percussion hooks. They create motion and excitement without demanding all the attention. That's exactly the role we want here. If you want to go darker and heavier, keep the ARP a little damaged and a little rude. Use more saturation, shorter notes, and less polish. Let it answer the snare instead of fighting it. In heavier DNB, tension gets stronger when movement is rationed. One well-placed filter move can do more than constant automation. A good beginner habit is to print the first good take immediately, name it clearly, and keep going. Don't chase perfection forever. Bounce it, version it, and move on. The moment you start arranging with the audio, the idea often becomes much stronger. Before we wrap up, here's the big picture. Build the ARP from a simple synth. Keep the pattern tight and jungle friendly, not trance smooth. Resample early once the movement is right. Then edit the printed audio like a sample. Trim it, chop it, high pass it, and place it musically. Always test it with the drums and bass, because in DNB the ARP has to support the groove, not fight it. To recap the workflow, start with a clean stock synth, write a short and slightly broken rhythmic phrase, shape it with filter and envelope, add just enough saturation for grit. Check it in context with the drums, then resample it to audio and treat it like an arrangement tool. Use it for intros, drop layers, transitions, or second drop variation. Now take the mini challenge. Build one resample jungle ARP that can actually live in a track. Keep it to one or two bars. Use one stock synth and only two stock effects before resampling. Make sure the final audio is trimmed and high-passed. Then test it with kick, snare, and bass together. If the track loses energy when you mute it, you've made something useful. If it only loses clutter, simplify it and try again. You've got this. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and remember, in drum and bass, small movement done well can hit harder than a huge sound that has nowhere to go.